Viter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin Daf Tes, bringing it up four lines down. We were on a whole rampage here, trying to work out the reason of the Machlokes of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim when it comes to Motzi Shemra, whether you have three on the basin or 23. Rabbi Meir said three, Chachamim said 23, and now we saw five pshatim. We are now on number six here. Avina, Meir Kegon, Shenimsa Echad Mina Edim Karov Opasol. We're talking about a case over here that the husband brought three or more Edim to his wife's, that they brought a raya that his wife was involved in znus. Says Rashi, "V'ha'ya sham shlosha arba sheyuchol edus leskayim b'shar." Right, so he bought three or four. Kigon shenim se'echem in edim kar b'pasel, and one of the witnesses found it to be that it was no longer able to be used as an aid because either it was a relative, and that's not able to be used, or he was pasel. And their machlokas is in the world of Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe in reference to that of Rabbi Akiva, the Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah in Makos, that is the Mishnah Sayas. We know that the Pasuk says, Al Pishne, the Pasuk says, according to two Edim, Lo Yukum Eid Echad Beish, Lechol Avon, Lechol Chatas. Bechol chet asher yachta al pi shnei edim o al pi shlosha edim yakum davin. The Gemara obviously asks over there, if two edim is enough, why do you mention three edim over here? So Rabbi Kiva Omer loba shlishi ela lahachmir lov. The third aid is coming only to make it more machmir. Lasos dino keyotze be'elu, to make his din the same as the first two edim, meaning of three edim. They are zomified, right? They become Edom Zomimin, and they get punished according to that which they tried to give it. Even though we could have done this with only the first two Edom, we need the third one, all three of them are going to get that punishment. Im Kain Anash HaKosov Es HaNitfal Leovre Avera Keove Avera. Right now, if this is how we go and we punish, so Rabbi Akiva is saying, then one who is just part of it, like they're tafel to the very, just an accomplice to the crime, you get held responsible as if you're the one doing it itself. Alachas kam v'kama sheyishalim schar es a nitfal ose mitzah ke ose mitzah. So then certainly we're going to say the opposite direction, that a person was part of an experience. Rashi says, a midah tova is stronger than a midah peronius from than a bad thing, and therefore, if you're going to get held responsible for doing bad when you're just an accomplice, so too you're going to be held responsible for doing good if you're just an accomplice. Okay, and umashnaim nimsa echem nim karvo pasol, just like in the case of two edim, if one of them is a karvo pasol, edusam etela, we go and we knock out the whole edus, because you only have one ed over there, avshlosha, so two, three, nimsa echem nim karvo pasol, edusam etela, but it's going to be pasol. Uminayin shafilomea, where do we know that even if there's 100 edim, and only one of them is no good, that they're all going to be no good? Talmud Lomer Edim. The fact that it says the word Edim. Okay, so now, when is this true that if you have 100 Edim, one of them is no good, that all of them are knocked off? Amar Rav Yossi, Bamed Devarim Amurim, B'dinei Nefashos. That's if you're talking about Dinei Nefashos. Says Rashi, Drachmana Amar, V'tzilu Eda, and save them. We do whatever we can to try to not kill someone. So we try to go out to find a way to be mevatel the edus. V'lo yarag, lahu v'lohim. Then no one ends up getting killed. Aval b'dinim imamunas. We're talking about cash money. Teskay medusa b'shar. The rest of the edus still exists. So let's say I have 100 edim, and one of them is a carver, a puzzle. Then that one gets knocked off, but the rest of them can be used as an edus when it's by dinim imamunas. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, I don't care. In both cases, if one of them is no good, the rest of them are knocked out. The aim aside, when is it true when you're dealing? Why? Even dinu fush, when is it knocked out? Bizman she hisru bahen, when the one that is not a good, who is a carver puzzle, warned the one before the crime. He's the one who gave the warning, which means that he's an integral part of the actual edus. If he's not the one who actually gave the edus, peep, turn the page. Tesmaris, Mayasu Shneachim Be'echad, Shiro Be'echad, Shahar Zanefesh. So what are you going to do if you have a case? Three people witness somebody killing someone. Two of them are brothers, and one of them is not a brother. So this guy had nothing to do with it. He just happened to be standing over there. So you want to try to say that this guy is going to also be part of it, and since he's a car over there, for the whole thing is out the window? If right, clearly it's got to be that we're talking about a case that the person doesn't have shaykhs to it at all, even though he sees it, he's going to be not part of it, and this is going to stand. And that can't be. Then you're going to have this guy go to murder someone in front of 100 people and just make sure the two brothers are there and you're good to go. Obviously, that can't be. So if the guy's not a single part, then they're not knocked out, and they either stands, only one person is out. Says Rashi, Shiro Be'echad Shaharges HaNefesh, but plugged into Rimei V'Rabban Anami Kigon Chenimsa Echad Menashol Shekar Apostle. One of the three is a cover apostle. V'ra, he saw, V'shasak, and he was quiet, V'lo Hisra, and he didn't give us Ra, Rimei Savar La Karbiosi. Rimei was a Karbiosi, the Amr Bedina Nefashas, Lo Shna Hisru, V'lo Shna Shasak, he do some tail. It doesn't matter, we don't do Nefashas. If Lo Shna, if you weren't or you're quiet, the isn't is done. Rabbanan Tzavik Rabbi to Rabbi, the Heichel the Shasak, the sky made the Spashar, the rest of it is going to be upheld, Umitka, and the person is going to be killed. Again, Rabbi, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi that when you go ahead and you include a witness, that's not going to invalidate the other ones unless he warned the person there. So in this case, where you have one of the witnesses to the znus is not a good aid, but they weren't involved in the warning, and the other ones is going to be good, and therefore, in the case of Dina Nefashos, and therefore you need 23. I mean, Meir agrees with Rabbi Yossi that if one of the Edom is no good, then the entire thing is out, even that witness didn't give the warning. Therefore, in Meir's view, this is only dealing with monetary, and therefore, it's got to be a court of three. And that's why we have 23 versus 3. Explanation number 7. V'bayisema kigon shehisuba acherim v'lo hisuba edim. We're talking about a case where the people had warned the wife and the witnesses had not warned her. There was other people that went on and warned her. And they're arguing within the machlokas. The time with a mishan vavam rebeis in makos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the olam enu nera gachiu pishne edav masibo. You can never be killed unless the two witnesses had warned him. That the ones that were the edim that testified against him were the ones that actually warned him. Shenemer al pishneim edim, like it says by the testimony of two edim. The person is going to be killed. Right? So, according to Tanakama, a warning is good even if it is given by someone else who's not given the testimony. The Chacham of our Mishnah are going to be masking to Rav Yossi. Those who argue with Rav Yossi, according to them, they say that the warning doesn't have to be given by those that are giving the court. So according to them, which is this kid over here, a woman who was involved in Znus, was warned by someone other than the Edom that testified against her, that is Dina Nefashos, and you need 23. I mean, Meir agrees with the Yossi that the warning has to be given by the ones who are testifying to the Edom. Therefore, to Meir, this is only monetary, and therefore it's going to be 3. And number 8 explanation, V'bayisema kegon de'iskachos bibidikos, velo is kachos bechakiros. The machlokas is talking about a case where you have, there's a iskachos, is hachosha, is a contradiction. The testimony of one aid was contradicted by other aidim during the bedikos. Of course, when every time an aid comes, they have to do bedikos. Rashi says, Ze'omer Kelev shall boil shchorim, Ze'omer Levanim. He says his clothing were black, then he says no, they were white. In such a case, that's where the testimony of the aid is. They separate the aid when they come to testify, and they ask them a bunch of questions, and when there's a contradiction in the questions is what we're referencing over here. So they contradicted each other when it comes to the bedikos, like the color of the clothing. Vlo's kashya because chakiros, but now when it comes to chakiros, Rashi says, "Is a yom, what day it was? Feitz shel, what time? Bekiyotzim she'idem boim, ha'idem l'diyah zama." That would cause a person to become involved in the zama. Rimeir savar hachashas bedikos shma hachasha. Even in the bedikos, That's called achasha. V'lo mikveh, the person won't be killed. Difference the mamonis. Rabbanan sarei kevin de chakira nimsa mechuvanim. Since of the chakiros, which is the one that would actually zomify them, of what day it was and what hour it was. Therefore, achasha bebedikos lav achasha. When it comes to the bedikos of what color, that's not going to be called achasha. The lo romu sahadian adaytayu the mivda kulei. They weren't being so careful to check it out. Back into the gemara, because mivda be booked into ben zakei rabbanan, and they're arguing within the machlokas between ben zakei and the rabbanan. The tanami v'mishal coming daf mem ma'isu ubadik ben zakei beukse teinim. There was a story once that ben zakei he checked a set of edim in reference to stems of figs. Says Rashi, Sha'amru Edim Tachas Te'ena Nase Maisa. It was underneath these figs that this action, you know, the Maisa, the Machanahimish was done. Amru Lo Te'ena Zu Uksa Dakin or Uksa Gasin. You're saying it was under the Te'enim, so the stem of it, was it thin or was it thick? Uksin Zanvus Te'enim Kimo Nital Ukso is like the tail of it. So, Maisa Badak Ben Zaka but Uksin Te'enim. He asked him whether it was under that tree. There was a Maisa, there was a, it was like some sort of murder that happened. According to Ben Zaka, if the Edom would contradict each other even in that, the entire thing's out the window. Chacham, though, they hold that in such a thing, that's not going to knock it out. So the Chacham or Mish, like we say, who agree with Ben Zaka, those who argue with Ben Zaka, that even if the witnesses contradict each other at these things, it's going to be good. So the Chacham, according to the Chachamim, this case where the witnesses of this Nus, they contradict each other, but it's with the area of bedikos, just in terms of colors and things like that, then it's still considered a dinin nefashos. So you need 23. Meir agrees with Ben Zakkai that this type of thing will be out the window, and therefore with Meir, this would be just monetary. It's no longer dinin nefashos, and therefore 3 is going to be enough. Amar Rav Yosef. If the husband brought witnesses that say that the wife committed adultery, and then the father of this woman brings edim who zomify them, we say, how could you say that? You saw her doing that that time, that place. You were attached to another place. The husband's witnesses, they get killed, but they don't pay money. The first edim, the ones that were trying to mess her over, would cause her to die, and she would lose at the ksuba, but their punishment, they only get one of them. They only get killed over here, and the reason is because if a person is chayiv through one act to get two things, and come lip of the rabbi, be death and payment, he only gets death. But let's say the husband then brought another set of edim, who then zomified the father's ones who threw a zomah. How could you testify that they were with you in another place if you were with us in another place? Then the father's witnesses, they're put to death, and they have to now pay money as well. Rashi says, Sharotzu leharug edi abal, mishamamam, and mea kasef lebal, shabo lechayvok. Because I remember Chayvim, when they were zomified those, it's two separate inyanim that are happening over here. The killing of the first set of the husband's Edim, and the husband has to pay 100 shekel to the father. So now their punishment is they have to be killed and pay the 100 shekel. But we don't say that it's off the hook, because Mamun Lazeh, Unafash is Lazeh. The original Chiyuv to pay money is for what they tried to do to the, you know, for the husband, and them getting killed because the other people of the Edom over there. Each punishment is a different Zach over there, therefore they have to not pay for, they have to deal with both of them. V'amar Rav Yosef, Ploni Rav Olon, so if someone says that a certain person sodomized him, which they'd be killed for, and he did it against his will, Rashi says, Mishkab Zachar, Laon Sa'al Karcho, who? V'achir mitzdarif in l'hargo. He and another aide can be mitzdarif in order to go to kill him. Rashi says, Hanir behazeh, kasha leheir alav. He can be the testimony against him. V'im yesh achir imo, nera gaharova apim. Then he's going to be killed through their words. Lertzona, but if he says that he was done at biratzon, was the consent, Russia, this person is considered a Russia, and therefore you can't testify. Vator Amu Al Tashas Russia Aid. Do not use a sinner as a witness. Russia is Dhsiv, right? That's Al Tashas Russia Aid. Dhsiv, Al Tashas Yadcha. Rava Amar Adam Karav Yitzalatzmo, a person is a karav to himself, ain't Adam Mesa Matsa Rasha, and therefore he can't disqualify himself by making himself into a Rasha. Therefore, even if someone says that he did it Baratzon, he's not going to be disqualified as an aid, and therefore he can join and with another one and actually testify against him. Since you're carved to yourself, you can't testify yourself, you did a baratza, which is an avera, therefore you could still be an aid and come against him. Okay, my friends, we're going to continue with this, but we're going to stop over here. I'm going to show you all a great, great day.